Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're opening the stack on something a bit different, actually. It really jumped out at us.
Definitely not the usual kind of source we look at.
No, it's not a policy paper, not a historical text. We're doing a deep dive into, believe it or not, an active commercial listing.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, it's an advertisement pulled directly from Birmingham here in the UK.
Okay.
And the source itself, the excerpt we have, details voodoo removal and astrological services.
Mm-hmm.
Offered right there in Birmingham.
Wow. Okay. So voodoo removal in the West Midlands? That's specific.
It is. We're talking about a specialist using, you know, very modern online advertising mm-hmm. to offer these highly traditional, very specific spiritual cleansing services.
But in a major UK city.
Exactly. So our mission, like always, is knowledge extraction. We're treating this ad almost like a strategic document.
Mm-hmm.
We want to analyze the specific claims being made, the core fears it seems to be tapping into, the promises offered, and maybe glean some marketing intelligence from this unique service.
What's fascinating here, I think, is that immediate fusion. It's quite calculated, isn't it?
How so?
Well, we're seeing this like seamless blend of traditional Indian astrology, which is, you know, a recognized practice for divination, life guidance.
Right. Established.
Exactly. Blended with the very acute, almost crisis-focused spiritual practice of voodoo removal. Framing that whole package for a contemporary local market, specifically in Britain. That's a really potent piece of commercial positioning, I think.
Okay, let's unpack the specialists themselves first.
Yeah.
The provider is branded very clearly. Top best Indian astrologer in UK Gotham G.
That title alone is doing a lot of work, isn't it?
A huge amount.
Yeah.
Establishes cultural authority right away, claims preeminence, you know, the top best bit, sets a high bar.
And it anchors it culturally, Indian astrologer.
Precisely. But we need to look beyond just the title, right, at the logistics, because that's where this sort of metaphysical claim gets very practical.
Absolutely. And this is key. The service is explicitly anchored in Birmingham.
Yeah, not just some vague online presence.
No, this isn't some distant guru you can only email. It's presented as a localized solution, and the source gives really comprehensive contact details. Makes it easy.
Like what?
There's a specific Google Maps link provided, a working UK phone number, plus 447-40556-2258, and a direct email address too.
GauthamAstrologer74@gmail.com. Yeah, I saw that.
Right. So for a potential client who might be feeling vulnerable, maybe in a spiritual crisis, that level of just modern accessibility,
yeah.
It really helps ground what is, let's face it, a highly abstract claim.
Makes it feel real, actionable.
Exactly. Concrete. Reduces the friction to actually reach out.
I agree. I mean, the accessibility makes it pretty clear. This isn't meant to be some hidden, arcane secret. They want you to call that number.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, we know who he is broadly and where to find him. Let's pivot to the core problem he's claiming to solve, the big headline in the listing.
Great.
Voodoo removal in Birmingham. Eliminate negative energies and restore life balance. That's the hook.
It's a strong hook.
But is the voodoo removal the real draw here? Or is it, you know, maybe a bit of spiritual clickbait? Isn't the astrology the actual foundation of his expertise?
That's a really crucial question, actually, about the marketing strategy itself.
Yeah.
Because while the Indian astrological knowledge that provides the, let's say, authoritative framework.
Yeah.
The long-term view needed to diagnose a client's whole life path.
Okay.
The voodoo removal part addresses the immediate acute crisis, the thing that feels like an emergency now.
Right. The urgent problem.
Exactly. Voodoo, at least in the popular imagination, often represents targeted harm, doesn't it? Like a curse or a hex specifically designed to hurt someone.
Okay. So it taps into that fear of being singled out.
Precisely. By explicitly offering voodoo removal, the specialist is speaking directly to that client who feels like they're failing or things are going wrong, not just because of bad luck or bad choices.
But because something or someone is actively working against them spiritually.
Yes, because they believe they've been targeted by these harmful spiritual influences.
So it's kind of a niche maximization tactic then, blending two distinct needs.
I think so. You've got the need for long-term guidance, understanding your path. That's the astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the desperate, immediate need for crisis management. Get this curse off me now. That's the voodoo removal.
It covers both bases.
Hmm.
So what are the specific negative influences they actually promised to deal with? The ad must list them.
Oh, it's very deliberate in defining the threat. It explicitly targets dark energies, curses, and harmful spiritual influences.
Okay, pretty standard terms for this sort of thing, maybe.
Perhaps, but what's important here is the consequence they attach to these influences.
Right.
The ad claims these things are directly affecting your peace and success.
Ah, okay. Peace and success. So interstate and outer results.
Exactly. So for the potential client reading this, it reframes their problems, maybe financial struggles, relationship issues, constant bad luck. It suggests these aren't random.
It gives them a single definable spiritual cause, a target.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which arguably might feel more manageable than just general chaos.
Okay, now here's where it gets really interesting for me. The mechanism. How do they say this targeted malevolence is actually neutralized?
Right, the how.
The listing details the solution as using powerful healing rituals and expert guidance to get the removal done.
Powerful ritual.
It sounds very definitive, like counter magic.
Exactly. That promise of healing rituals, it provides structure, authority.
Right.
It implies there's a known process, something formalized, a tested protocol that works against the curse.
So the client isn't getting some, like, experimental fix.
No, the implication is you're getting a knowledge-based guided experience. It's designed to permanently undo whatever spiritual damage is perceived.
And the expert guidance part.
That links it back, I think, to the astrology. It suggests the diagnosis, understanding the problem through astrology, is, you know, fundamentally connected to the remedy, the ritual itself. One informs the other.
Makes sense. You need the diagnosis to apply the right cure.
Precisely.
Okay, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, the reason someone pays for this removal, it isn't just about feeling less cursed, is it? It's about getting something tangible afterward.
Absolutely. This is the ultimate why it matters for the client seeking help, isn't it? The outcome.
Yeah, what's the end goal?
The focus shifts really quickly in the ad. It moves from just stopping the harm to actively selling complete proactive restoration.
Right.
So we move from the spiritual diagnosis you have a curse to promising very practical, very modern life outcomes.
Right. So what are those outcomes? Let's catalog those promised positive states, because as you say, they seem to bridge the spiritual and the material quite effectively.
They do. The service details this kind of multifaceted restoration. First, it says it removes the negativity and restores positivity, which is a bit vague, maybe.
Okay, removes negativity, restores positivity. Standard enough.
But then, crucially, the promised results get grounded in very real-world metrics.
Ah, like what specifically?
It promises to ensure harmony, confidence, and prosperity return to the client's life.
Harmony, confidence, prosperity. Okay, that's interesting.
Very. Harmony, that's maybe emotional, relational peace. Confidence, that's internal, psychological.
Right. Self-belief.
And prosperity. That's entirely financial and material, isn't it?
Yeah. Money, success in career or business, presumably.
That combination, harmony, confidence, and prosperity, I think that's the key insight we need to extract here.
Why is that combo so key?
Because it makes the spiritual remedy incredibly high value. Think about it from the client's perspective in, say, Birmingham. They're feeling blocked.
Maybe struggling with job interviews, like you said, or just can't get ahead financially.
Exactly. And this astrologer is offering to solve those very practical, very secular problems.
By fixing the perceived metaphysical root cause, the curse, the dark energy.
Yes. So the promise isn't just relief from a spiritual burden. It's a return to what are, frankly, universal markers of modern success. Feeling good about yourself, having good relationships, and having money.
It ties it all together. And they even take it a step further, don't they?
Yeah.
Beyond just fixing the current problem.
They do. They guarantee protection from future harm.
Right. I saw that. It's not just fixing the immediate crisis. It's like selling spiritual insurance for the future.
Which absolutely solidifies the potential relationship with the client as a longer term one, doesn't it?
Yeah. It positions the provider as essential. Ongoing.
An ongoing guide for your spiritual well-being, who also helps you get rich and confident by linking a metaphysical issue like dark energy
directly to tangible failings like lack of confidence or money.
The service manages to simplify what can feel like overwhelming life complexity into essentially a single comprehensive spiritual transaction. Fix this spiritual thing and your practical life improves.
Okay, that brings us neatly to synthesizing the full scope then. It really is a dual service, isn't it?
Seems like it.
Acute crisis management, that's the voodoo removal bit. Followed by, or perhaps alongside, foundational well-being and life mapping through the Indian astrological expertise.
It's presented as holistic, yes, but I'd say strategically holistic. The implied message, the core pitch, seems to be that for the modern client, dealing with these spiritual blocks is actually the most efficient way to get material success and emotional stability.
Instead of, say, therapy or financial planning, tackle the curse first.
That seems to be the angle. The provider isn't just offering, you know, fortune telling or a quick cleanse. They're positioning themselves as the complete life remedy.
A guide for comprehensive life management.
Exactly. Someone who can tackle your emotional turmoil, your financial struggles, your personal insecurities, all seemingly at the same time through the spiritual lens.
So what does this all mean, taking a step back from this single advertisement?
Well, we've extracted quite a bit of commercial intelligence, haven't we?
I think so. We have this highly accessible specialist in Birmingham, top best Indian astrologer in UK, Gothamidji.
Mm-hmm. Localized, contactable.
Who uses the headline promise of voodoo removal, a very specific crisis intervention.
Backed up by the authority of powerful rituals and the broader context of astrological expertise.
Right. And the ultimate goal, the big promise, is always that tangible restoration. Confidence, harmony, and crucially, prosperity.
It's a precise pitch, isn't it? And quite compelling, you can imagine, for the modern consumer who feels stuck, spiritually or energetically blocked from the life they want.
Absolutely. The source really paints a picture of a sophisticated service, one that takes a whole spectrum of real-world problems a person might face.
Failure, bad luck, low self-worth, money issues.
Yeah, all of that. And frames them as stemming from these external, maybe even malevolent, spiritual forces.
And by offering a definitive cause, it's a curse. And a definitive structured solution, we have the rituals, the service offers clarity, and a sense of control, perhaps, in a world that often feels quite chaotic and random.
It really makes you reconsider, doesn't it, how quickly we might look for a single definitive cause when the tangible pressures of modern life, financial stress, lack of confidence, feel completely overwhelming.
It's tempting to find one root cause for complex issues.
Yeah. So the real question this listing raises, just based on this source alone, is maybe. How appealing is that idea?
Yeah.
The idea of attributing complex personal failings or just persistent bad luck to a simple external spiritual affliction.
That can potentially be fixed with one targeted service.
Exactly. Definitely something for you to mull over until our next deep dive.